All right, let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. And that person is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you on this lovely morning?
I'm doing okay. Can't complain.
You didn't slip or slide, did you?
No. The National Weather Service had put out advisories for us to be careful, but it looks like we don't have to be careful.
Right.
We can just be plain bad drivers.
Right, exactly. Well, again, you have to be careful in some of those low valleys where the temperature could be at 32 degrees, and if you have a little bit of drizzle or mist, it could cause some black ice. So please be careful in those areas. And I think it's only going to hang around till mid-morning. And then after that, the temp will go to 35 to 40 with some light rain or drizzle. And there'll be periods of light rain or drizzle tonight in the mid-30s. The rain will end tomorrow morning. You could see a little sun tomorrow, not a lot, 45 to 50. Looks like Wednesday will be mostly cloudy in the mid-40s. Thursday, not too bad of a day. Sun and clouds, 45 to 50. It gets milder on Friday, but with the chance of showers. And Friday's highs will be 60. And then by the weekend, we're back into the 40s, at least on Saturday. I don't know if any rain will return on Sunday. But the good news here is that you notice there's no mention of snow, and there's no mention of icy cold weather.
Well, that's good. Let's hope that holds right through Thanksgiving.
It won't.
I know. I said, let's hope.
you could hope. I'm still looking at this point for a wet Thanksgiving. Now, I don't know if it's going to mean actually Thursday or Friday or Saturday, but I'm looking at the American GFS, which is one of the only models that go out that far. And yesterday, they were painting a horrendous picture for Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, into Thanksgiving morning. I mean, wind and rain in buckets. Today, they backed off Wednesday night. Now they're saying it's going to be Thanksgiving morning and then just blustery in the afternoon. We shall see. You know how I feel.
I do know how you feel.
That model is just not consistent.
Not acceptable.
At all.
Yeah.
Just not. Other than that, I have to tell you, it was a nice quiet weekend for the most part. I didn't really do all that much. I had to go to church yesterday for a luncheon and stuff like that, so that wasn't too bad. I got to watch this movie. Marshall, I don't know if you would like this. Marshall's going to Google this, folks. You watch.
What movie
is
it?
It's called Split.
Split.
Huh. And this guy has like 13 characters. You know, he changes from one to another.
Who stars
He abducts three teenage girls.
Who stars in it?
I can't remember the guy's name. You know him. I have to tell you, that is a thing that Split. Let's see, Split. I don't know if it's going to give me a definition of the movie. Here it is, Split. Psychological horror thriller. And it stars, James McAvoy. McAvoy, yeah. You know James McAvoy.
No, I don't. McAvoy? You know? McAvoy?
McAvoy, yeah. McAvoy.
No,
James McAvoy.
What's he been in?
What has he been in? Isn't that a good one? I mean, if you were to see him, you'd say, oh, yeah, I know who. Let's see. James McAvoy. Scottish actor, made his acting debut as a teen in The Near Room and made mostly TV appearances in 2003. I thought he was, includes a thriller State of the Play in science fiction miniseries, Children of Dune. if you, I think, guess if you saw him, State of Play, he did animate a lot of animated films. He was in Bollywood Queen, The Chronicles of Narnia.
I haven't seen any of those. I'll have to look him up and see what he looks like, see if I recognize him.
Yeah, I don't know if you, I don't know if you're going to really like the movie, but I watched it. I thought it was real weird. I still think my movie Greta was a better psychological thriller. My sister has been forcing me to watch this movie for at least 2 months now. So I finally sat down and watched it, and I called her last night. I said, you know, Linda, it was a good movie, but it was nothing to brag about. You weren't at the edge of your seat? I said, no, at times I was falling asleep. Never mind the edge of sleep. But anyhow, so much for that. I looked at the computer models through 15 days. And through 15 days, the only major system I saw for us was the one on Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, if they were right, even if the store were to pull out Thanksgiving morning, the afternoon would just... So much wind. You know what that's going to be a problem for, don't you?
Power outages.
No, I'm talking about an event.
Oh, yeah, the parade. That's right. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see, because it could be a day off. Everything can come on Wednesday, you know, and be better on Thursday, or everything can come Thursday night, you know, and into Friday. We'll see. But I'm not talking snow here. We're talking rain. And everything else has been relatively quiet. What did you do over the weekend? Anything concrete?
I did nothing.
Isn't that nice?
I worked. Don't get me wrong. I worked.
Right.
I worked and I, you know, and stuff like that. But other than that, I did nothing.
And doesn't that feel good?
It does. I mean, like I said, I was in both on Saturday and Sunday, and I did what I have to do. But then, you know, after that, I watched football. There was some great college football on this weekend.
Okay.
So I watched that. And what else did I do? That's really about the extent of what I did. Okay. I really didn't do much. But it was nice. I slept, you know, got my beauty sleep, and here I am, ready to forge.
Ready to take on the next week. Yep.
Well,
that's a real good thing. You know, you need to recharge every once in a while.
That is. Now I have to. You have to pick out this date, and you're going to tell me. I know what you said for Thanksgiving, but on Friday, Black Friday, I'll be broadcasting in Millerton, New York. Millerton, New York is going to have their Festival of Lights, all day into the night. And I'll be broadcasting from 12 till 3 with our famous 50% off gift certificates. So I need Friday the 29th to be okay.
I would have to say, based on this storm,
yeah.
you would really have to, if the storm would affect this Thursday, then Friday you're going to be in the backlash, which means a lot of wind, cold, with rain or snow showers. Now, if the storm were to come in on Wednesday, by Friday, the weather is greatly improved. If the storm slows down and comes in Thursday night, then Friday could be lousy. So it all depends on the timing, and there's just no way to tell. My thinking is right now is that, again, it still looks like a Thursday event, which would mean you're in backlash for Friday. Which I know you're not too thrilled about.
Well, yeah, so then it'll be windy and cold.
You know how that is, yeah. It's usually the backside of that storm usually stinks, of any storm, especially here in New England. So we'll have to just wait and watch that. But I like the fact that all is quiet on the weather front. I mean, this is skate time for meteorologists, if you know what I mean. We sit back and we just relax and we just... skate along, nice, not too many bumps, and I know we'll pay for it, but we'll see. Weirdo weather, as you could see, look what Venice is going through.
Well, people have said this for years, that was going to happen there. It's just like when in New Orleans, when they had what happened there, years and years, everybody said, oh, when this happens, it's going to be. When this happens, it's going to be. And nobody did anything about it. Said the same thing about Venice. Well, when the water comes up, boom, 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 boom. And here you go.
Here it is.
Here you
right.
go.
Right.
You know, and really, how long were we talking about New Orleans? 25 years at least? 20, at 25
least.
Years?
At least.
And Venice has probably been 10, 15 years. I mean, England has put in floodgates by now. London has put in these barriers. Other major cities did this, 10 years ago. So.
Right, right.
There's not much you can do about Venice, though. I mean, the water rises in Venice. You can't prevent it from rising.
No, and it really is a shame. I mean, you look at that video and you see all the water in the stores. And I don't know if anybody's ever been there. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city. And the shopping, you know, all the small streets and all the stores so upscale and very, very pretty. It is a shame, but it only goes to show you, folks, no one is safe in this pattern. No one.
Right.
You know, there's just nobody. As we said, the extremes are now becoming the norm.
I don't know, Pat. I don't know. Well, all I can say is that the day before the flood started, the Venice City Council would not endorse a global climate change pact about rising water levels.
Isn't that ridiculous?
And their offices were flooded the very next day.
That goes to show you.
There you go.
You see who's wearing the pants there.
That's right.
Really?
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.